Inspiration FM. This is the World News.
Hello and thank you so much for joining us on the World News at Noon on Inspiration 105.9 FM in the highlights. Citizens groan over federal government's silence on massive movement of health professionals from Nigeria. Akwa Ibom PDP women express readiness to work for party's success in 2023 polls. In business, federal government says petrol subsidy to remain till 2023. On the foreign scene, South Sudan's first unified forces to graduate. And for sports, Minister of Sports Sunday Dare hopes NFF election will rejuvenate Nigeria football. Details shortly. Thank you once again for joining us on the World News right here on Inspiration 105.9 FM. My name is Ima Dem. Now on the news and details. We begin the news this lunchtime with the worry expressed by citizens over the seeming silence of the Nigerian government towards the massive exodus of doctors and nurses from the country. With Nigerian medical professionals lamenting the poor working conditions of the Nigerian health system, other countries in Europe, America and Asia have presented better opportunities, massively recruiting them into their country's workforce. These recruitments have left a huge deficit in the country's health system, leaving Nigerians to suffer the effects. Speaking with Inspiration FM, citizens of a state appeal to the government to fix the challenges bedeviling the health sector to save it from further collapse.
The doctors now are migrating to the UK because I believe the UK is now the hub, the green land, the promised land of doctors. I don't think it's a good sign. It's actually a very terrible sign. Now, because we have a lot of skilled, not just doctors, and we are losing these people every day to other countries. Our healthcare gets worse. Theirs gets better. And it's worse because when our politicians get sick, they travel over to the UK to receive treatment from Nigerians, and then they pay them in hard currency.
I feel every sane person desires to enjoy job satisfaction. And one of the things we've been deprived as citizens, professionals, graduates in Nigeria, it's just the fact that there's no satisfaction. The country has been this bad in terms of security. Why would a professional that has gone through school carries out a practical course? How do you feel he should thrive in such a country whereby he won't get paid as ought to? He won't enjoy his job. His life is at risk. No increments as when due. The whole thing boils down to politics.
Shortage of doctors and nurses is not really good in this country. Our government should try as much as possible to make sure that they set our health sector in place for the betterment of we Nigerians. We are the ones suffering. Please, we are begging so that our doctors and nurses can stay in our country and work.
Narrating the effects of a brain drain situation, medical doctors who spoke off record highlighted the effect of the move, revealing that the caliber of those migrating in droves are the highly qualified ones, which the country can't afford to continue losing. They noted sadly that the future of the medical profession is under threat if the situation is not arrested. In an interview with our correspondent, Glory Silas, a Nigerian professor of virology, Professor Oyewale Tomori, said the health workers move out in the quest to get qualified or fulfilled in the practice of their chosen profession given the unfavorable scenario the country presents.
Obviously, there are two major reasons. One is they are looking for a better life economically. But I think more importantly, a lot of them are looking for a better life professionally because they're not being professionally satisfied with the deplorable situation of health within the country. You can't go for training for so many years and then end up not being able to put your training into practice. So I think a lot of them are more being driven out of the country because they cannot practice their profession the way they wish to. There's no fulfillment, and I think they're going for that. But also, we must not forget that economically too, they will need to better their life.
Professor Tomori reiterated the call by Nigerians to improve the health sector as well as the welfare of medical practitioners so they can practice satisfactorily.
The government knows what to do, improve the environment, the enabling environment for doctors and medical people, the health team to work, proper hospitals, proper equipment, proper protection. You remember during the time when we had the epidemics? First was COVID, now it's monkeypox. They are the first line of defense. They are the ones that encounter this virus. But then many of them are not well protected. They don't have the resources to make sure that they are protected from those infections. So government must improve all those situations, the hospital system, the referral system, the provision of what facilities they have in the hospitals. These are issues that the government must address.
The Nigerian Medical Association, NMA, in April said over 9,000 medical doctors left the shores of the country in search of greener pastures in the United Kingdom, United States of America, and Canada in the last 2 years. The NMA added that just only 30,000 medical doctors were currently practicing in Nigeria, putting the doctor-to-patient ratio of one doctor to 5,000 patients instead of the one doctor to 600 patient ratio recommended by the World Health Organization, WHO.